The Public Interest Advocacy Centre, or PIAC, has released a new report looking into how people access specialist disability accommodation under the NDIS. The NDIS provides funding for people with special needs who need housing that meets specialist needs such as a hoist in the bathroom. PIAC's report has found an opaque system that takes around 6 months to make a decision and also turns down around three quarters of all applications. Oscar Byrne asked PIAC senior solicitor Mitchell Skipsey whether our politicians should be more concerned about how the National Disability Scheme is operating.
The NDIS is a really vital part of how we as a country make sure that people with disability are treated fairly and have the same opportunities as all other Australians do. So that makes it kind of exactly the sort of thing that politicians really need to be concerned about. And so should all of us as voters as we look to go to the polls. So I won't get into the weeds of the different kind of policy outcomes and promises, but I will say that the national conversation that's been happening really has these two big sorts of themes to it, the way I see it. And one of those is about sort of cost and sustainability of the NDIS and whether there's sort of the right economic support and management for it to work long term.
Yeah.
But the other big theme is about the experiences that people have, the dignity and the respect that people sort of should feel, and whether that's happening, and the feelings that some people have expressed about saying, well, the NDIA is maybe ignoring their needs, or they feel that it's made these really frustrating processes that stop them getting the help they need. And both of those things really actually came out in our report very strongly.
Yeah, so on the topic of your report, of course, it's about access to specialty disability housing, which you mentioned in the intro. Can you tell us a bit about what that is, maybe if you break it down a bit more, and why it's important?
Yeah, sure. Look, it's a pretty specific thing. So specialist disability accommodation, we call SDA. Basically, most people with disability, they live in homes off the general market, you know, even if they need a bit of tweaking. But some people might have higher or really specific needs in a home, you know, hoists, et cetera, maybe having a lot of things voice activated or stuff like that. That's really quite specialised. And if that's if you're someone who needs those things, you can't just go and rent or buy a place off the market. Instead, people like that need to rely on the NDIS to fund them to access a particular type of home. So when that happens, they'll ask the NDIS for funding, and the NDIS is making a decision about whether they get SDA at all, yes or no. And if so, what kind of SDA to fund them for? So like a three-person house or a one-person apartment, or what area they'll live in, what kind of features they get. And I suppose why that's important is that it comes down to having a home. A home's super important to all of us. It's where we feel totally safe. It's where we build our lives. It's where we've all spent a lot of time in the past couple of years during lockdowns. So that one decision that the agency might make for someone is incredibly important about whether they get somewhere to live that, you know, suits their needs and lets them live the life that they want to live.
They say, what problems did you find with access?
Yeah. Look, there's a few big ones. And I guess the first, maybe the headline thing, is that we found the agency was often making decisions that really overrode people's needs and their preferences. So people would particularly say, oh, I've got these really good reasons why I need to live in my own place. You know, they might have specific kinds of mental health needs, or maybe it'd be unsafe for them to live in this crowded area, or maybe, you know, in some cases there might be a married couple who just want their own home and some privacy. But in those sorts of cases, we found a lot of the time people would get turned down for what they're requesting and sort of shunted into, say, living with housemates they don't know, or in an area that they didn't want to live in. So that's kind of the big headliner. But that sort of comes about because of the second issue, which we thought was we found a lot of frustrations with the processes through making those decisions, where people said, look, the agency's I send in these documents and reports and the agency ignores me, or that I get advice on what to do next and it turns out to be wrong or unhelpful. There's no transparency, people say. They said, oh, no one tells you what's going on or how the decisions are made. And so that leads to people having a really bad experience and bad decisions getting made. And I suppose the third big problem is not only do people say they have a bad time waiting on those decisions, but they also, it takes ages. When you apply for that kind of funding to the agency, you might need to go through a couple of stages. And we analysed a number of cases and found that of the matters we looked at, you're probably waiting for over 6 months for the agency to fully consider and review what kind of SDA you get, so where you get somewhere to live. And if you go to another external appeal to a tribunal, that's another 6 months. So you could be waiting, in a lot of cases, a year, while people are sometimes, you know, sometimes stuck in hospitals or living in aged care or really dicey sort of living situations.
So, I mean, what needs to happen? How can we, you know, make some real change?
Yeah, I mean, our report makes a number of recommendations, and they all really go to making a smoother process that's more accessible for people and that sort of respects people's dignity while making sure the scheme runs efficiently. One sort of category of things is that we think the current law is pretty clear about a bunch of stuff, but it could be made even clearer to really emphasise that the agency has a duty to make decisions quickly, fairly, and respect people's rights and needs. We think that the government should be more transparent about how it does this.
Oscar Byrne there, speaking with the Public Interest Advocacy Centre Senior Solicitor Mitchell Skipsey.